Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Scrubs and Giggles. I'm your host, Javier Cruz, and I'm here with my fabulous co-hosts, Grace White and Lily Brooks. How are you both doing today?
I'm doing great, Javier. Just trying to survive another week of med school, you know?
Same here. I actually forgot my stethoscope again, so that's a great start to the day.
Oh, classic Lily. I swear if misplacing your stethoscope were an Olympic sport, you'd take home the gold.
Hey, it's a skill. But seriously, I'm excited for today's episode. We've got some wild stories lined up that will make you laugh and cringe at the same time.
Absolutely. And speaking of stories, we want to hear from our listeners. If you have a hilarious or outrageous med school moment, send it our way. We might just read it on the show.
Yes, don't be shy. We're all in this chaotic journey together, and sharing our experiences is what makes it fun. Plus, it's a great way to remind ourselves that we're not alone in this madness.
Exactly. So let's dive into our first story, shall we? I can't wait to hear what our listeners have sent in.
Buckle up, everyone. It's going to be a wild ride.
Okay, everyone. Get ready for this wild story I'm about to share. So, I was in the middle of a pelvic exam, right? Just your typical day in med school, nothing too crazy. Until this patient looked at me and asked, "So are you single and into older guys?"
Wait, what? During a pelvic exam? That's bold.
I know, right? I was so taken aback. I mean, I was just trying to focus on the exam and suddenly I'm being hit with a dating question.
How did you even respond to that? Did you tell him you were busy with your studies or something?
I wish I had a clever comeback, but I just blurted out, I'm really just here to check your health.
I swear this actually happened. That's like a plot twist in a rom-com. What did he expect you to say? Sure, let's grab coffee after this.
Exactly. I mean, who thinks that's an appropriate question during a medical exam?
Honestly, it's like some patients forget we're not on a dating app.
Right? It's like swipe left on inappropriate comments, please.
And then just to make things even more awkward, he followed up with, "So, what's your favorite position?"
Oh my gosh, no, that's a hard pass.
I can't even imagine how you kept a straight face. I would have burst out laughing.
I tried to keep it professional, but inside I was dying. I just said, "Well, I prefer the one where I'm not answering dating questions."
That's perfect. You handled it like a pro.
And that's why we love med school, where every day is a new adventure and a new chance for awkwardness.
Absolutely, and I can't wait to hear what other stories our listeners have sent in.
All right, everyone, I've got a story that's just as wild as Lily's. So I was doing my rounds, and I walked into this room to check on an elderly patient. You know, just the usual stuff, vitals, small talk, that kind of thing. But then, out of nowhere, he looks at me and says, "You know, I used to model feet professionally."
Wait, what? Modeling feet? That's a new one.
I know, right? I was like, okay, that's not something you hear every day. So I'm trying to keep a straight face and I ask him, "Really? What was that like?"
Oh no. What did he say?
He goes, "Well, I had to keep my feet in great shape. Lots of pedicures and moisturizing." I was just standing there, trying not to laugh.
I can't believe he was so serious about it. Did you ask him for tips?
I thought about it, but instead I just said, "That sounds like a lot of work." And he replied, "It was worth it for the photo shoots."
That's amazing. I mean, who knew foot modeling was such a glamorous career?
Right? And then he showed me his feet. Like, "See? They're still in great shape." I was like, "Sir, I'm here for your health, not a foot fashion show."
Did you take notes for your future career? How to model feet 101. That could be a class.
Honestly, I should write a book. The Secrets of Foot Modeling from a Patient's Perspective.
I'd read that, but seriously, how do you keep a straight face in those situations?
It's tough. I just think, this is med school. Nothing surprises me anymore.
And that's the beauty of it. Every day is a new adventure, and you never know what's coming next. Wow, what a couple of stories we've heard so far. I mean, who knew med school could be so colorful?
Right? It's like every day is a new episode of what not to say to your doctor.
And it's not just the patients. We have our own moments, too. Like when I forgot my stethoscope in the cafeteria last week.
Classic Lily. But seriously, how do we keep our professionalism intact when we're faced with these boundary-crossing questions?
It's a fine line, isn't it? I think it's all about maintaining a sense of humor while still being respectful. We can't lose our cool, even when things get weird.
Exactly. I try to remind myself that these patients are often just trying to connect in their own way, even if it's a bit awkward.
And if we can laugh about it, it makes it easier to handle. Plus, it gives us great stories to share.
Totally. So, listeners, if you're enjoying these stories, don't forget to subscribe and send us your own outrageous moments. We want to hear from you.
Yes, please. Let's keep the laughter going.
All right, folks, it's time for another wild story from the med school trenches. So picture this. I'm in the clinic, and I'm seeing a patient who seems a little, shall we say, eccentric?
Eccentric how?
Well, this patient looks me dead in the eye and says, "Hey, do you want to try the stethoscope on me?" You know, in a non-medical way.
Wait, what? Non-medical? How do you even respond to that?
I was so caught off guard. I mean, I thought I was in a medical exam, not a dating show. So I just laughed and said, I think I'll stick to listening to your heart for now.
That's a solid comeback. But seriously, what goes through someone's mind to ask that?
Right? It's like sir, I'm here to check your lungs, not your love life.
And did he take it well?
Surprisingly, yes. He chuckled and said, "Fair enough, just thought I'd ask." It's like he was testing the waters or something.
You know, I think some patients just want to lighten the mood. But wow, that's a unique way to do it.
Exactly. I think it's all about finding that balance between professionalism and humor. It keeps things light. But we also have to set boundaries.
Absolutely. And it's moments like these that remind us why we love this crazy journey in med school.
And why we need to keep sharing these stories. They make the tough days a lot brighter.
All right, it's time for our rapid fire round. We've got some listener one-liners that will make you cringe and laugh at the same time. Ready, guys?
Always ready for some chaos.
Let's do this.
First up, are you old enough to be a doctor?
Oh, wow, that's a classic. I love when patients think we're still in high school.
Right. I mean, I might look young, but I promise I'm not playing doctor in my pajamas.
Next one. Can you guess my age?
That's a dangerous game. I'd rather not risk a patient's wrath.
Exactly. I'd just say, "You look fabulous, whatever your age is."
All right, here's another. What's your number?
Oh no, that's a hard pass. I'm not giving out my number in a clinical setting.
Unless it's my hospital extension, right?
Last one. Do you believe in love at first sight?
That's a bold question for a first appointment.
I'd say only if you're talking about my stethoscope.
And that's how we keep it professional, folks. Thanks for joining us for this rapid-fire round. Wow, what an episode it's been. We've shared some hilarious stories and had a lot of laughs along the way.
Absolutely. It's always refreshing to hear how our experiences in med school can lead to such funny moments, even when they are a bit awkward.
And it's a great reminder that we're all in this together. No matter how crazy things get, we can always find humor in the chaos.
Speaking of chaos, let's recap some of our favorite one-liners from today. I mean, who could forget the patient asking if they could try the stethoscope in a non-medical way?
Or the elderly patient who wanted to show off their modeling career for feet. That one had me in stitches.
And let's not forget Dr. Fluffykins, the hamster. That was just too cute.
Right? It's moments like these that make our journey in medicine so memorable. And we want to hear more from our listeners. If you have a funny or outrageous story, send it our way.
Yes, we love sharing your stories. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
Next week, we'll be diving into the theme of unexpected patient encounters. I can't wait to see what stories come in.
And as always, remember, if med school doesn't break you, the stories will.
Keep laughing through the chaos, everyone.